You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We are all sinful creatures. Remember, let he who is without sin cast the first stone, Jeremy.
Solid line. That's a solid line.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my days of Sunday school when I was a kid. My mom would haul me off to Sunday school and...
Came in handy for you this morning.
I
stuck with you a little bit.
I reached back and pulled it out, and there you go.
Well, that's actually lust, Dom. That actually falls under lust.
So they did. They do this every year. They do some little online thing. It's a website that it has like a. I don't know, it's like a machine, and they throw all this stuff into the machine, and they rattle it around, and they spit out the most sinful cities in the United States, which every year is Las Vegas, ho-hum, yawn,
yawn,
yawn.
Isn't that so tired, the whole sin city, what happens in Vegas?
Yeah.
It's so tired at this point.
I agree.
Ugh.
I agree. But Denver came in number one, two, three, four, five, number six. We are the sixth most sinful city in America.
Okay.
Now you might be saying, well, what did they base this on? Well, they based it on the seven deadly sins: wrath, jealousy, gluttony, greed, lust, my favorite, vanity, and sloth.
Just laying around. Did it lay out like which one Denver does the most of? Is it anything like that, or is it just based on all
pull
these?
This up. I'll find it. You know what? While we're talking,
I didn't go into the. I saw the link.
The full list.
Because I don't know if we're big on the vanity, but maybe not as big on jealousy. So that's why we popped on the list. Yeah. I'd like to know if we're just all walking around lusting for each other.
Well, I'll show you. Anger and hatred, I guess that went into the wrath.
Okay. Which I feel like is everybody right now. There is so much anger and hatred over everything and everyone.
We were top 10 in that and lust.
Okay, there we go. Bunch of
the one
holes.
That we came up with like lowest ranking was greed.
Okay.
Really?
Which is surprising, I guess. Well, I mean, this, I'm reading here, it says things based like casinos and lower charity numbers. I mean, Denver doesn't have casinos.
Right, you got to go
up
to the
hills. Blackhawk or something.
If you're wondering
charity,
how they came up with all the seven deadly sins, like they based wrath on things like violent crime.
Okay.
Jealousy, they based on fraud and identity theft, things like that. Gluttony, this is the one that many of us can relate to. They based it on things like binge drinking rates, obesity rates, and drug use.
Yeah, okay.
Greed was the casinos and lower charity numbers. Lust was based on things like strip clubs and porn searches online. Vanity, things like tanning salons and plastic surgery. And sloth was based on poor exercise and low average work hours.
Which I think sloth would be pretty low for the Denver metro, because don't they say this is one of the fittest, towns in the country?
We
do get out and exercise.
Fitness. You like fitness?
We like fitness. Cheeseburger in our mouth, gluttony.
I think the ones on here that I am most guilty of would be gluttony.
In what way? Just eating?
Man, did you see what I did over the holidays?
Okay. Whew. A lot of eating.
Yeah. I don't drink. The thing is, they've got binge drinking on here. Here's a funny thing for you. You'll appreciate this. I have become such a lightweight when it comes to drinking over the last probably 5 to 6 years. It's pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I ever was an alcoholic or anything, but I mean, I could keep up with people. But now it's ridiculous. And here's what really was the capper on the whole thing, is that on Wednesday of last week, so the day before Thanksgiving, I went out and I bought a couple of things that I knew we were going to need. And then I was like, what the hell? I just don't drink red wine anymore. And I used to love my red wine.
Yeah, constantly.
I'm going to buy a bottle of red wine. So I got one of my favorite Pinot Noirs. And I came home, and even there Wednesday, I had a glass of it. But I want you to know, on Sunday, I ended up pouring the rest of it out because in 4 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, over 4 days, I only drank maybe a half of that bottle.
What a waste, man.
Over 4 days.
You are turning into a lightweight.
Lightweight. I had one of the, like, the evening before. I had one at Thanksgiving dinner, and I might have put just a little bit. Even do really half a bottle of wine over 4 days.
I don't even know you anymore.
I know. It's ridiculous. And I even said something about it as I was pouring it out, because I was like, well, now it's been open for 5 days. I'm not going to finish it off. Obviously.
Yeah. That's surprising, man.
So really my gluttony has nothing to do with alcohol anymore, but just you don't drink like you used to.
Really don't. We don't drink as much. I had a couple buddies buy me some bottles of whiskey, actually, for my birthday, and they were going to sit on the shelf for a while. Like, I'm just not into it too much anymore, which is good. It's healthier for us. The one that's kind of popping for me on the list, I think, is vanity. I'm still concerned about what I look like, and I'm going through this phase. I don't know, it's because I just had another birthday and I'm getting older that I'm like reconsidering my entire wardrobe. I'm buying new clothes. I want to look good. I want to stay stylish. And it's kind of consuming me a little bit. I was showing Nick Nack some pictures of a couple accounts I follow on Instagram now, where it's essentially geared towards guys, and they put outfits together for you.
That's great.
So I'm taking screenshots of all these outfits, and I'm like, I'm going to duplicate this. Do you like this outfit? I'm going to duplicate it. I'm very concerned about my outfits lately. So
I get that.
I'm popping with vanity.
Because, you know, honestly, I think back to when I was your age, and I went through all of that at the exact same time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you were coming to to work in those button-up shirts and your Dockers.
Sport coat, never a Docker, but a sport coat every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when I got my most fit I've ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's time, man.
You're feeling the creeping stealth of death, you know,
a little bit
over your shoulder.
You're
Jeremy.
Like, I'm going to have maybe 10 more years before I just say, screw it.
Completely fall apart.
Completely fall apart. You're like, you know, right now I kind of want to feel confident and look good. So I'm getting the new pair of Nikes that I really want. You know?
You're coloring your hair and your beard.
Right?
You're buying new clothes. Dude. You're having experts lay them out for you.
I'm all over the vanity right now. Oof.
All right, so I'm going with gluttony. You're going with vanity.
Close second? Lust?
Close second is lust.
I don't think either one of us are suffering from low T yet.
Mm-mm. Wrath is not jealousy. I can't think of anything I'm jealous about. You know, the only thing I'm jealous about is other authors, I get jealous of them.
Okay.
I do. I get jealous of other authors. I'm like, God, that book is a piece of crap and it sold 10 million copies? Oh, my God.
Greed. So going back to the lust, though, that's not just straight up sexual lust. I mean, you can be lusting for anything. I mean, I'm lusting for a new, you know, truck or Bronco or, you know, this latest gadget or whatever. The lust can consume you in various aspects.
What are you lusting for right now? The Bronco?
Probably a new truck or a new Bronco, I think. But I'm going to wait a while. Another year or so.
I am lusting for pipes that don't leak in my house.
That's a biggie for dry carpet. Yeah.